اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So here we are with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Welcome to your brothers. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, good. How about Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much. In this session, inshallah, we will work on Ayah 278 and Ayah 279 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 47. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 47, Ayah 278 and 79 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, everyone, let's once listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون.
Nice one, nice recitation. May Allah bless inshallah the reciter. Now I will recite Hassan, Hussein and Ali Nasir. Of course, you brothers and sisters as well. Please listen and repeat. Are you ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله.
فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله
وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون.
وإن تبتم فلكم رؤوس أموالكم لا تظلمون ولا تظلمون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you inshallah. Now I will explain it a bit, then we'll move on, okay, with Tajweed rules. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, Beware of Allah and give up what remains of your demand for usury if you are indeed believers. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't do so, take notice of war from Allah and His Messenger. Be careful that you have started a war with Allah and His Messenger.
Yes.
وَإِن تُوبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. And if you repent, you will have, okay, your properties, you will have your benefits, you will have, your income, your money back, okay? You'll have your money back. لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ. None of you will suffer any loss. Not the one you paid money on loan, not you yourself, okay? You will get your money, he will get his money. None of you will suffer any loss, okay? Justice, justice, justice. All right?
Yes.
So, but if you, like, ask him for more, like we talked in the previous session, like you give someone 100,000 tumans and you ask him to give you 150,000 tumans. This way, yes, of course, you're being oppressive to him. Yes?
Yes.
You're oppressing him to pay you more. So if you get the same money back, of course, yes, it's justice, fairness. Yeah? So Allah Almighty says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ. ذَرُوا, leave alone. Okay? Do not ask the one you paid money for more, okay? ذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. Just get your money, not more than that. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are believers. So if you are believers, okay, do it. If you're not believers, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا. Be careful that you've started what? A war with the Prophet and the Allah Almighty, okay?
Yes.
It's because you're not listening to the commands of Allah Almighty. You've started a war, so you're not mu'min then.
Yeah.
وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. If you repent and if you, God forbid, you got some more money, and if you repent, if you ask him to forgive you, okay? So, yes, of course, you'll get your money back. You will not be oppressed, okay? You will not suffer any loss in the Day of Judgment. Allah Almighty will reward you. Okay. Now, guys, this was the short explanation. Remember, you have to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. All right?
Okay.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. So important ones we will mention. Please stay with us, brothers and sisters, till the end of this session. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. But if you join the two words together, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped, yes? Amanu. The waw, the mad here also will be skipped. Amanu ittaqullah. You recite it this way, not that way. You recite it this way. Amanu ittaqullah. Right?
Yes.
You skip the waw mad and also the Hamzatul Wasl. Ya ayyuhalladhina. Is the mad on the top of ya? Is it a wajib one or a mustahab one? Sorry, jaiz one.
Wajib.
We discussed it a lot. It is jaiz.
Yes.
Why? Because ya is another word. It's a letter. It stands for a word.
Yeah.
And ayyu is another word. Yes. So two words.
It's jaiz.
It's jaiz, not wajib.
Yeah.
So you can straight. Ya ayyuhalladhina. Six counts, okay? Or you can stretch it for four counts, three counts, two counts, it's okay. Ya ayyuhalladhina. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Amanuttaqullaha. The rule of the letter lam in the word Allah and Allahumma, we mentioned it many times in our previous sessions. Here as well, we'll review it. If we have a fatha or a dhamma sound before the word Allah, the letter lam must be pronounced heavily, like ittaqullah with full mouth. Ittaqullah. But if you have a kasra sound like bismillah, بسم الله أعوذ بالله right me right
yeah
yeah في الله for example بالله these are the examples so if you have a kasra sound you pronounce the letter lam lightly but if you have a fatha or a dhamma sound you pronounce it with
heavy
sound okay that's the rule so here should we pronounce it with a heavy sound
Yes.
Okay. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ Right?
Yes.
وَذَرُوا Long vowel. مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى مِنَ الرِّبَى The mat on the top of a waw. Actually, alif it is. Waw is just a base. It's not wajib because next word starts with Hamza and Hamza is in another word, not in the word riba, right?
Yes.
So it is jais. In kuntum mu'minin, Hussein will say these three rules. Three rules are applied here. Four rules. Let's see what rules. In.
First one is ikhfa.
Ikhfa, yes. In
kuntum.
Kuntum. This one is also?
Yeah, like ink.
Yes. Ink, yes, like a pronunciation of ink, ink, yeah, ink, kuntum. Next one is as well, ikhfa, yes?
Yes.
Two ikhfa rules. But kuntum, mim, mim, sakin, plus mim.
Yes.
What rule is applied?
Idgham mislain.
Idgham mislain. Yes. How do you read it, Hussein?
إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Yes. إن كنتم مؤمنين. Right?
Yes.
So, now the next ayah. فإن لم تفعلوا. فإن لم تفعلوا. فإن لم.
Yes.
إدغام.
إدغام. إدغام. فإن لم. تفعلوا
without غنة
without غنة yes just merge them
yes
فأذنوا بحربهم را must be pronounced heavily why
because we said ترقيق
تفخيم yeah because we have a فتح sound before
yeah
so تفخيم من الله بحرب من الله حرب من الله do we read this way حرب من الله
No.
Harbim.
Harbim min Allah. A nasal sound and also two counts, yes? Bi harbim min Allah. Right?
Yes.
So, wa rasulih sila indicates?
Wasl is better.
Wasl is better. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
It's better to?
Wasl. Continue.
Continue, yes. It's better to continue. Wa in tubtum. Wa in again, it's like kuntum mu'minin, the previous ayah we talked about. Previous ayah. So wa in tubtum. Ba must be bounced. Should produce a bouncing sound.
Yes.
Falakum ru'usu amwalikum la heavy sound. Tazlimuna wa la tuz again heavy sound. تظلمون right?
Yes.
That's it. Alhamdulillah, we mentioned the very, very important Tajweed rules here in this session. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us in this session in IRIB English Radio. Please stay with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with the coming sessions. So, if no questions, guys, we'll end the session here. No questions?
No.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International School. Thanks to Allah Almighty for granting us with the tawfiq of being at your service. So, see you in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahiri.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور
وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى، نرقى الجنان بحبه، لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان و